How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
WMFO in Medford. Just trying to get something going here and it's not working. Cancel that and I'll be right with you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out.
Come on.
Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, we'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She'd silax with the wonder kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supply for aging men. It's not an head he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rains no more. city. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. It's a crash course for the River Show on 91.5 MFO. I'm here till at least 3 o'clock. There might be a new show after me. I'm not sure. I think one is scheduled. We'll see if somebody is here at three. If not, we may linger. It does seem to happen from time to time. Used to go to four all the time. But with our busy schedules, you know, we do what we can. I had a great show at the Worthen Attic last Sunday. Bootleg Dan Presents. It was with the Thigh Scrapers, Moto, who haven't done anything in a long time, but Paul's probably been writing the whole time. He had some new ones. Paul Capriano and Moto, Masters of the Obvious. They were excellent. They started the show, then it was my band, and then a great set by the Stigmatics. And everyone had a great time. I think my band's doing pretty great. Last two shows we've done, good attendance. Everyone had a blast. Just a lot of fun. I'd say the last two shows I've done with my band, and we've been together since 2012, but the last two shows we've done with our new bassist Pete from the Stigmatics have been my favorite shows I've ever done. They're just, they've been that fun. Did a Middle East show maybe a month and a half ago, and then we're in the Attic last week. I think we're going to slow down as far as gigging a little bit, though, because we're writing new material and have some really cool ones in the works. We did one of them last Sunday. Roll Me Over. And then we have some other ones in the works. Titles, I know. One's The Space Shot. You're going to love it. And The Real Rocker. And then a really interesting one. It's kind of starts slow, then gets rocking. That one's called That's How He Rolls. A lot of rolling. A lot of rolling. Rock and rolling. Going on with the Thigh Scrapers. Stigmatics covered this one last Sunday. It was awesome. They did a great job. It's The Kinks. I'm Not Like Everyone Else here at 91.5 MFO.
This is the song that's
Oh, Huck 2 is coming up.
Very much. It's it kind of sums
can
up
hear from them a little
about the Kinks. Because everybody's expecting us to do wonderful things and we mess it all up usually. This is called I'm Not Like Everybody Else.
take it. Can't shake it. Can't make you stop. Come haunting me.
What did I do to you that makes you do this to me? Why can't you let me go? Why can't you set me free? Set me free.
Yeah, gonna be a
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Trying to hear myself. There we go.
I hear you, Brian.
Sorry for the 10-second dead air there. I was actually...
It's a radio faux pas, Brian.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah. Dead air is, like, worse than swearing, I think. And, yeah, they have a band they're recording next door. So I just had a pleasant talk with the people next door. That after this song, they're going to give us a little break.
Sweet.
So we can do some Huck 2.
Yes.
Who I have in front of me? What's going on, Harry's?
Not much, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
So, yeah, Huck 2's been around for a while. Well, yeah, kind of.
Not continually.
Right.
Yeah, or continuously.
Tell me the story, Harry.
Oh, boy. The story.
Well, first introduce yourselves. Well, I got Harry Z.
Yes.
You want to say your full last name?
No, just Harry Z on vocals and bass guitar.
All right.
And, Dan on guitar and vocals.
Harry S on guitar and some vocals.
And Neil on drums.
And percussion.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here. Good to be back.
All right. I mostly know the Harrys, anyway, from Pop Gun.
Right. Yeah, Pop Gun, it was funny. Huck 2 was actually a band we started in... Dan and I and Harry in 1988, and that kind of morphed into Pop Gun for a while, and then.
So Dan was with Pop Gun too.
I was not.
No. Oh. Dan was, Harry and I were.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, and then Pop Gun kind of morphed back into Huck 2.
Okay.
So that's kind of the way it went, and so we've been doing this for a couple of years now. We were in the studio last year and cut an album, Soylent Red, White, and Blue, recorded at Woolly Mammoth Sound with Dave Minahan.
Yes.
And that's that first song you played, Star, that was from those sessions.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. Dave Minahan from the Neighborhoods.
Yeah. And Paul Westerberg and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I did a little recording at Woolly Mammoth.
Awesome.
Cool place, yeah.
It's a great place, yeah.
So, what year did Huck 2 start, did he say?
88.
88.
Yeah.
How long did the first Huck 2 go for?
Like 91, 92, I think. 92, early 92, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a four-year run. You know, we played back then all the clubs that don't exist anymore.
Right.
Exactly. You know, exactly. There's no more rap. There's no more Channel. There's no more Green Street Station.
Let's start new ones, everyone. Come on, let's go.
Little Rex, Bun Ratties. I mean, go down the list, but yeah, none of them are around anymore. But that's where we used to play.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it was cool stuff.
Very cool era for music.
It was.
Is the Paradise still open?
Yes.
Paradise is, yes.
We played it twice.
We did.
That's right, we did.
Yeah, played it. Yeah.
Big room.
Yeah, it was.
Huck 2 played Paradise.
We did.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah, that was...
So you're doing well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the new record's getting a lot of airplay, you know, college radio.
I mean, you were doing well back then.
We
right?
were, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even remember why we broke up.
Don't forget Grover's.
I think I mentioned Grover's. Okay, yeah. That was the first show we ever played. It was at Grover's in Beverly.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah, it was a great place. All the Boston bands would come out of the city to play up there. I mean, you could see the Neighborhoods, Till Tuesday, November Group, everybody.
Dump Truck.
We played
nice.
With Tribe, O Positive.
Back then.
Great bands.
Oh, yeah. That genre, that kind of band, yeah.
That era.
Wow. Yeah. You guys almost, like, really made it, I think.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
Well, you made it to me anyway.
Right, right. Yeah, we made it here. That's all. Making it. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all local slubs. That's great. So then you started Pop Gun. How long did that go for?
3 years originally, and then it kind of reformed much later again in 2010 till, I don't know, 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a bad breakup or what happened?
They're never good. And I'd rather not talk about it.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. We should talk about that before.
Focus on Huck 2, you know?
We don't do too much prep work around here. Yeah. All right, so Huck 2, anyways, what year was that you got it back together?
I think
2022.
Harry and I met for a beer in early 2020.
Yeah.
And then you know what happened after.
Then
that?
The world ended.
Yeah. So
we had to put it off a couple years.
Yeah, back together.
So you were talking in 2020, and then a couple of years later got together.
Yeah,
once
things settled down a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, pandemic-wise, you know.
Are these the original players from the first Suck 2?
Except for Neil. Neil wasn't in the original version. That was Greg Walsh, but Neil's our drummer now. Neil might have been actually could consider the original drummer.
Yeah, because
the first time we, you know, Dan and I jammed with a drummer, thinking about forming a band, it was actually Neil, but then he couldn't commit. He has commitment problems. So
Craig's a good guy, actually. He was at the show last at the Worthen Attic last
was
Sunday.
Cool.
Yes,
cool.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you for the support.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've recorded. Do you have an LP? I know I have stuff in the system.
Yeah, I mean, it's the album is on Bandcamp. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music.
Just look up Huck 2.
Yeah, Huck 2.
H-U-C-K 2.
Yeah, the number 2, yeah. And, you know, you can donate to the cause, you know, $1 a song or $7 for the album is what we ask. Or you can just listen. You know, it is the 2020, so I know how people, what their attitudes are towards music. I got my, I checked my ASCAP. I made 75 cents.
What did you just say?
ASCAP.
Okay.
So, yeah. 75
nice.
Cents.
Let's reel it in.
You made 75 cents.
75 cents. Money's rolling in.
Yeah. I'd actually probably be excited about that.
Yeah, yeah.
At, what's it, 0.03 cents per play or something?
0.003 or something.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen anything. Maybe Jimmy James gets checks. He's not calling.
Yeah.
You owe me lunch!
He owes you a quarter.
Owes me a coffee. Car, I have a coffee. Share one with me. So, you guys, you're all tuned in.
We're ready to go.
Yeah, we're good.
We're ready to rock acoustically.
Hey, what do you want to play first?
We're gonna play again one of our newer songs. This one's called "Letter Home."
All right, it's Huck 2 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, and I think everything's all set. Sing right into the microphones, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Gentlemen.
Your hair, don't ever say goodbye. Try to take away your every single right. The only thing that's left to do is stand and fight. When you see rockets flying in the sky, leave nothing left to burn, no one left to crucify. Used to live in the USA. Used to live in the USA. Used to live in America. But baby, it's all gone. Used to live in America. An expatriate at home. Yeah. Thank you. or you can turn it down. Just don't ever let them turn you around. My heart is breaking to think you'd walk alone. Just take my hand and I will walk you down that road. I used to live in the USA. Used to live in the USA. Used to live in America. But baby, it's all gone. Used to live in America. Expatriate at home. Yeah, I used to live in the USA. Used to live in the USA. Used to live in America. But baby, it's all gone. Used to live in America. An expatriate at home. Yeah, used to live in America. But baby, it's all gone. Used to live in America.
Huck 2.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That sounded great.
Thank you.
That was a song called Letter Home. This is a song called Neighbor.
One, 2, 3, 4. To see or care. Another bad day. Sees the passersby. Won't say a word. The cardboard sign lies what he wants to say. Just enough not to offend. Guess he fell through the cracks. My neighbor sees me. I look away. He stares forward. I could spare the change. Avert your eyes. Go on your way. Maybe take a stand and summon the brave. The crush of time says save it for another day. Look, just enough not to offend. Guess he fell through the cracks. My neighbor sees me. I look away. He stares forward. I say not today.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, yeah.
I want a song by Neil or Dan?
Dan.
Dan. I'm sorry, buddy.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
We don't let Neil anywhere near a microphone.
Although, if you listen to the sessions, you can. There's some.
I'm sorry.
There's a
Neil.
Ghost in there.
There are some grunting, like to the beat. And we were going to make like an 11th track on the album that was just that, like the isolated drum and vocal by
but
Neil.
But some of it sounds like painful. But
it does. It does.
It's all on key, but it's painful.
It sounds like James Brown.
Ow! Too hot!
Too hot for the hot tub. 91.5 WMFON Medford. I'm here talking to Huck 2. Now, as I was typing in that Huck 2 is playing live here in Studio A.
Yeah.
I realized you guys already had been here before.
Yes.
I forgot all about it. I'm so sorry.
Come on, we made that
much of an
impression that you
You know what?
I
know you're really good. Every day, every week.
That's
now
why
I'm
you sounded so friggin' surprised that we're sounding okay. We've done this before, Brian. You know.
He had us back after that.
I'm sorry, Harry. But it's great because I'm probably still asking the same old questions.
It's true.
That, you know, new audience, new listeners want to hear. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It all works good. I saw you doing the Mother Load tonight too, right?
We are, yeah. So if anyone, you know, is not listening to WMFO tonight or going to a club to see a band live, we are playing on the for the David Bieber Archives. It's really
cool.
Yeah,
I've been there. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, like Boston.
That's
Museum.
Like right next to the Magic Room.
It
isn't
is, it? Yeah. It's in the same complex. Carl Plaster, who is a guy, when we recorded demo tapes back in the 80s and early 90s, the first time around, it was at Fort Apache Studios. And Carl was one of the guys, Tim O'Hare was the lead engineer, but Carl was a guy who assisted him, was more like a drum tech, kind of a technician guy like that. And he remembered us, you know, and me and him were talking. He said, you got to come down here and, you know, play live, you know,
it's
full volume.
Place,
it's
yeah.
a great place. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Are you doing full band at that one?
Full band,
great,
yeah.
Great, great,
yeah,
great.
Yeah. So I'm lucky because they have a bass rig there, so I don't have to lug my gear.
Mm-hmm.
I can use the house bass rig. But, yeah, so we're going to play there tonight. So live 365 internet radio, Motherload radio tonight. If you're not listening to MFO or going to see a live band, listen to us.
Yeah. I will be myself.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
I don't think I got anything to do tonight. Tomorrow, I'm going to the Rat reunion. You going to that, Harry?
No, I got to help my kid move.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Moving sucks.
Yeah, he's moving to an apartment in Peabody, so I've got to help him move.
Right.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's 23.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where is the reunion this year?
What town is it?
It's usually in Hull, but
that's the Rat Beach Party.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, Daniel Weddle,
he passed away,
and he's the one who always put it together.
Right.
They probably thought it was going to fall on my shoulders because I'm usually one of the hosts, and my band's played there for a few years, but I got enough on my plate, you know?
Yeah, tonight directing, it's the Nervous Eaters and the Dogmatics. It's
yes.
It's a great show.
Yes, I got tickets for that.
So if you're not going to that, listen to us.
that's tomorrow, Harry.
Rain
Day.
Yeah, we're not playing tomorrow.
Yeah, it all works out.
I'm moving.
It all works out because I would have been late for that.
Yeah.
I actually posted it. New date Sunday. I go, fantastic. They must have heard I'd be late because of crash cards.
That was nice of them.
No, I don't mind cross-plugging that Motherload at all because they were actually replaying my show over there.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't even know if that's supposed to be allowed, but I said, go ahead.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
No, I don't. I
but
don't,
I did play
I,
one
I don't
on
think,
TV.
I don't think anyone would have a problem with it. No. I mean, because the archive goes up, anyone could really do that if they wanted, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. If you miss anything, or you want to hear this again, or you want to share it with someone, you can always go to wmfo.org. The archive's good for at least 2 weeks, and I have my magical ways of getting you probably any show if you really wanted to, if you got a date anyway.
We took the summer off from playing, but also mistakenly I took the summer off from booking shows, so we don't have anything scheduled till 2025 after tonight. So
oh, okay.
Yeah.
You will do some writing, Harry.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. Yeah.
You going to the studio again?
We will next year. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Dan and I are writing songs. We've got a few new ones that we've worked out, and
fantastic.
We're get a bunch more. You know, when we get another collection, we'll go back in the studio.
Yeah,
shouldn't
yeah.
Too long.
Yeah, that won't be wasted time at all. You guys are going to have some great new material.
Yes. Yeah.
Sounds awesome. Do you want to do We're going to keep playing. How many do you want to do today?
Well, we're planning on doing at least two more, if that's okay.
Did you want to do more than that?
Well, at least two more. We'll do two more. Two more.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good, man. Hot 2 on 91.5 WMFO.
With a vampire state of mind, where the buildings rise so high, the people sink so low. A beautiful day is coming around. A sheer white scarf is floating down. Traffic stops all over town. Everybody turns at the sound. Once you leap, you can't go back. You could land on a UN Cadillac. The note said, please don't let them see me. Won't you please destroy my body? Tell my daddy I cannot marry, 'cause I've got my mommy in me. Once you leap, you can't go back. You could land on a UN Cadillac. Broken glass, crumpled metal, serene as a flower petal. So beautiful in life, so beautiful in death. Everybody left haunted and bereft. Once you leap, you can't go back. Land on a UN Cadillac. Look out below. Look out below. Look out below.
Sad, sad story.
It is, it is. I know the story. Evelyn?
Yes, Evelyn McHale.
Pop Gun had done that one as well.
We used to play that one out live, yeah, we did. Yeah.
Go ahead and tell the story, Harry.
This woman
That one called Evelyn.
Yeah, a woman in New York, I think it was the 40s, was really upset with her prospects, you know, being boxed in as women were then. You know, you have to be wife, mother, stay at home, cook, clean, blah, blah, blah. And she grew up in a house where her mother had run off because she couldn't take that sort of lifestyle, her own mother. And then she was going to get married, this woman, Evelyn, and saw herself ending up like her mother, acting just like her mother.
Right.
And didn't want
any part of that.
To disappoint anybody or, you know, her father, her future husband,
gotcha.
Her relatives, her friends, you know, just couldn't stand the pressure of being in that life or the alternative, and ended up jumping to her death off the Empire State.
And that's why she just...
That's why she did it, yeah. She left a note. The note I found somewhere...
You found the note?
Her note was, you know, like an
Holy
historical...
Holy crap, you're a time traveler.
...site. So the lyrics kind of reflect... Her words, her thoughts about why.
You found the note, what, they actually had the note that they posted online?
Yeah, somewhere online I found it. It was actual, I verified it, and
I'll have to look that up. I've seen the picture.
Yeah, the picture itself is amazing.
It's beautiful.
On the Cadillac, just...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, look it up. What's her full name again, Harry?
Evelyn McHale. What's her name?
Look up the story of Evelyn McHale.
I think it was 1947, actually.
47? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, was she a wannabe actress? Was that...
Whatever she wanted to be, she wasn't going to allowed to be it because she was going to be a housewife, and that was part of the
problem. Right. You know? But she was a beautiful woman. She could at least be a model.
Yeah.
And this was a...
Not that young girls should aspire to be models, but, you know.
But I like him. Be whatever you want.
Sad story. Yeah.
I dig you all.
By the way, today, speaking of... beautiful young woman, my daughter today, it's her birthday. Happy birthday,
happy
Bella.
Birthday.
She's in Oklahoma, so she won't hear this, but I promised myself I would say happy birthday to Bella. So happy birthday.
Bella?
Yep.
Happy birthday, Bella.
Yeah.
Good news. How old is she?
She's 26.
Okay.
Today.
I'm thinking a little girl. Harry doesn't look that old.
Yeah.
You got a 26-year-old? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got a 28-year-old, too.
Oh, my God. Did they get older? Well, you look great, Harry. I don't know how old you are, but you look great.
I ain't saying.
He's not the oldest.
Nope.
Oh, somebody's whispering it.
Yeah, no, look, come on. We started this band in 1988.
Do the math.
Yeah. We weren't young.
I was just a junior in high school.
Yeah, we were out of school, but, you know. Young.
Yeah, I'm not that far behind you.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more?
Sure.
One more.
Let's hear it.
All right. This is a song called Stop the World.
Would it be a frightful sight if I could turn black to white? If I could turn white to black, tell me, would you take it back? Do you know what's going on? Do you sing another song? You can run and you can hide. Surely I know you burn inside. Walls are crumbled, statues fall. In the night you crave it all. Living with the Holy Ghost, can you hear him call? Hear them call, they call. I can't stop the world from. I can't stop the world from. I can't stop the world from falling and falling low. Such a crazy game. We're playing who's to blame. While everything just falls apart, a silver bullet to the heart. It's what the people need. It's how the greedy feed. It's every church's creed. I sit and watch pretty babies bleed. But I can't stop the world from. I can't stop the world from. I can't stop the world from falling and falling. I can't stop the world from. I can't stop the world from. I can't stop the world from falling and falling, falling.
Two right here. Two.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, well, don't confuse us with the girl that did the thing that was the meme. It's different.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You never saw that?
No.
Oh, you don't know the Huck Tua girl?
No.
I don't know if we should get into it.
We're not going to get into that. Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.